Chapter 8, After the War. Chapter Preview, Terms, Reconstruction, Successor, Repeal, Assassinate, Black Codes, Radical, Political Party, Carpetbagger, Scalawag. Most of the Civil War was fought in the South. When the war ended, farms and towns were left badly damaged. Railroads and bridges had been destroyed. Banks were out of business, and Confederate money was worthless. Most stores and schools were closed. The people were tired and discouraged. Many farm animals were dead. It was time to rebuild. Chapter 8, Section 1, Reconstruction in the South. As you read, look for what happened after Lincoln's assassination, why the Freedmen's Bureau was formed, what military rule meant, Alabama's return to the Union, terms, Reconstruction, Successor, Repeal, Assassinate, Black Codes, Radical, Political Party. The time after the Civil War is called Reconstruction, which means building again. The United States made the defeated Confederate states form new governments. The Union would then readmit the states. During the last months of the Civil War, President Lincoln made plans to bring the country back together. Lincoln's Reconstruction Plan. The plan supported by President Lincoln and his successor, one who follows, President Johnson. Southerners would take an oath of loyalty to the United States. The state would be readmitted to the Union when 10% of the voters took the oath. Some high-ranking Confederate government and military leaders would not be allowed to take the oath. The new government would ratify the 13th Amendment. That amendment was passed by the Congress on January 31, 1865. It outlawed slavery in all parts of the United States. Each state would be required to repeal, cancel the Ordinance of Secession. President Lincoln was assassinated, killed, before he could carry out his plan. The President and Mrs. Lincoln attended a play at Ford's Theater on April 14, 1865. While the President was sitting in a balcony seat, an actor jumped from the stage. The actor, John Wilkes Booth, shot the President. Lincoln died the next morning. Freedmen and the Freedmen's Bureau. When the Civil War was over, all of the slaves were free. They could no longer be bought or sold. Families could stay together. They could live and work anywhere. Being free also meant that they must find jobs and a place to live. Laws called Black Codes were passed to limit the freedom of African Americans. Many of the laws were written to make the former slaves work on plantations again. The former slaves were called freedmen. In March 1865, the federal government set up the Freedmen's Bureau to help them. This was during the war and before Lincoln's death. The United States was sure it would win the war and knew the freed slaves would need help. The Bureau gave food to thousands of hungry people. It brought in teachers who opened schools to help freedmen learn to read and write. The Bureau tried to find jobs for those who needed them. It offered services in the South until 1874. A new president. When Lincoln died, Vice President Andrew Johnson became president. Johnson wanted to follow Lincoln's plan for bringing the South back into the Union. The president belonged to the Republican Party. It outnumbered the Democratic Party in the U.S. Congress. Most of the Republicans were called moderates. The moderates agreed with President Johnson. But some of the Republicans in Congress did not like the presidential plan. They thought it did not ensure freedom and citizenship to the freed slaves. This group of congressmen wanted to make it much harder for the southern states to get back into the Union. This group was called the Radical Republicans. Radical means having extreme or very strong views. Before Alabama seceded from the Union, there were four main political parties. A political party is a group of people who agree on how to run a state or country. The four parties and their candidates in the 1860 presidential election are shown here. Southern Democratic Party, John C. Breckinridge, believed in the Alabama platform. It stated that slaves were protected by the United States as property in the territories. Whig Party, John Bell, believed the North and the South should compromise, give and take. Republican Party, Abraham Lincoln, believed in having no slavery in the territories. Northern Democratic Party, Stephen Douglas, believed that new U.S. territories should vote whether to be a slave or free state. The United States was adding territories as settlers moved westward. The main argument was, will the new territories be slave or free? Reconstruction in Alabama. Alabama had almost no state government in the spring of 1865. In June, President Johnson named Lewis Parsons governor of Alabama. Governor Parsons called a constitutional convention that met in September. Voters elected delegates who agreed to end slavery, but they did not give freedmen the right to vote. State and local government officials were elected in early November. Later that month, state officers ratified the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Robert Miller Patton served as governor of Alabama from December 1865 until March 1867. There were 99 delegates elected to state government. They were not elected as members of any political party. However, 45 of the delegates had been Whigs before the Civil War. The group was split. The 63 delegates from South Alabama had been for secession. The other 36 were Unionists from North Alabama. They had been against secession. Alabama under military rule. The Radical Republicans thought that President Johnson's Reconstruction plan was not harsh enough. They wanted to do more to guarantee voting rights for freedmen. To do this, Congress decided to put the southern states under military rule. The U.S. lawmakers passed the first Reconstruction Act in March 1867. This act divided the South into five military districts. Each district was placed under the command of a major general of the U.S. Army. Alabama was part of the 3rd Military District. General Wager Swain was its military governor. The Reconstruction Act had several requirements. The state had to write a new constitution. The authors had to include both black and white citizens. The people could not be former government leaders or have served in the Confederate military. The Constitution had to be approved by the United States Congress. The state was required to ratify the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This amendment gave freedmen full rights as citizens. When these things were done, the soldiers would leave and Alabama would be readmitted to the United States. Think it through. 1. What was the process of rebuilding the South called? 2. What government group was set up to help the freed slaves? 3. Why was the Lincoln-Johnson plan for rebuilding not followed? 4. What did the Reconstruction Act of 1867 do?